Having gone through a process over the course of a year now, which identified that we do have potential difficulties coming in the years ahead, that it's better to move forward and do something positive rather than wait for something to fall upon you. And I think that's the decision I thank them for and I applaud.
And what would you say to the more sceptical members in tonight's vote? How would you win them round?
I'm quite happy to talk to any of them at any time. I think some of those who express doubts based on their own interpretation of the information they had rather than something else. And I think some of those who the minority who voted against tonight didn't express any view at all, which it's difficult then to decide what you're arguing about, really. But we shall see as the public consultation goes forward whether those things come out of the woodwork and there are questions that can be legitimately asked and legitimately answered that might make people think again. That's part of what we're here to do.
And Councillor Constantine's amendment for a yes-no referendum was voted down.
Yes.
Overwhelmingly. So was that the right decision?
Yes, it was the right decision because realistically speaking, we are not yet at a stage where you could have a simple yes-no because we need to actually go and talk to the public about the shape of what might be going to come forward and we're going to listen to their views on what level of powers they think need passing on to parish councils, on what level of service they would like to see, and how that would play out in terms of their council tax bills. And I'll remind you that actually, effectively, it is the government who places us in this position. Over recent years, since 2008, something like 40% of our budgets have been cut. And I was delighted to have the support of Councillor Bayford this evening as the leader of the Conservative opposition here. But I do think it's ironic that he prefers to actually say he wants to be in control of that decision when it is a Conservative government who have actually put us in this most difficult spot. So, you know, we have to get through all of those bits of information and those bits of joyous debate and focus on the level of services that we actually need to require for residents. And I think residents must be currently probably quite pleased at the level of services we've been able to maintain, even though we've lost 40% of our budget. And they must consider whether or not they want to keep that level of services or better levels of services by working with others.